did even more ancient races exist? I would like to talk about the continuance. I know, most of the people, if not all, will not know what I mean, so let me explain. We talk about ancient races all the time. They're all over the television and podcasts. We hardly ever hear they might not have been the first. Let me give you a more recent race, take the Romans for example. Years ago, I never thought there was anyone in the area who were organized and came before them and were responsible for some structures which still exist. I found out later there was a race that predated Rome. The race was the Etruscans. It is believed by some they were the real founders of Rome. It is said some of the first kings in the area were Etruscans who came from Etruria. It is said their civilization started around the 7th century BC. Etruria was located in central Italy. I hate to say this, but it is true. Politics sometimes plays a big part in archaeology. If a find is made that might destroy a country's tourist trade, there is a good chance it will be suppressed. Let's look at a case in point. I bet you already know where I am going to go. Take Egypt for example. For years, some archaeologists have said the Sphinx is far older than the date given, and this could be true for the Great Pyramid also. While this might not affect the tourist trade, the Egyptian government is having none of it. Scientists have come to the conclusion about its age because of the water erosion around the base. There is also a room which was predicted to be under one paw of the Sphinx, which many say contains a library, but the Egyptians won't let archaeologists look under the paw. Maybe the Egyptian government already knows the room exists and has investigated and didn't like what they found. Sometimes we say things like such and such a find is the oldest. This drives me nuts, because we should be saying it is the oldest found so far. If we go to Turkey, we find a country with many archaeological contradictions. Göbekli Tepe has proved to be the opposite of everything we have been told about the human race. It is a system of circular temples containing huge stone pillars with intricate carvings of animals and symbols. We know the complex is at least 12,000 years old, and some believe it could be a lot older. I have been hearing since I was big enough to understand that the human race was hunter-gatherers way before this was found and dated. It was said they lived in small groups and would often move when they hunted the animals in an area to the point they got scarce. It was said agriculture did not exist. When Göbekli Tepe was found, it had systematically been buried, which was a huge chore, and we don't know why this was done. What we do know, people had to have lived there without moving for a long period of time and had enough food to exist. Looking at the structures which have been unearthed, which are only about 10% of the site, we can't figure out how they moved such huge stone pillars, and on top of that there was not supposed to be any metal, and yet the people carved beautiful sculptures of animals into the stone when nothing should have existed in the form of a tool that could do this. Couldn't it be possible another race existed even before the Göbekli Tepe people? When you think about it, would that be so unreasonable? It seems to me something we don't know about has something to do with the ancient Greeks. They just seem to be too far ahead of everyone else in their day and thought about things we think of today. Why would such an ancient race think about and create robots, for example? Sure, they were primitive, but still thousands of years ahead of everyone else. The ancient Greeks claim they were preceded by the Pelasgi. Not much is known about them. They are known as a pre-Hellenic people. The word for ancient in ancient Greek was Pelasgos, which came from the name of these people. While not much is known about them, Pelasgos was said to know and teach agriculture and founded the city of Argos. This was said to just be Greek mythology. Most archaeologists recognize Mesopotamia as being the first culture in the world. The earliest civilization in Mesopotamia was formed around 12,000 BC according to scientists, but if the people who claim Göbekli Tepe, the Sphinx and ever the Great Pyramid are right when they date these things at more than 20,000 years old, that would destroy the idea Mesopotamia is the oldest race, unless it is a lot older than thought. There is also an idea floating around which states there were plenty of advanced civilizations around before 12,000 BC which were wiped out, and some could have even been more advanced than we are today. We have to remember how old the Earth is. There was plenty of time for advanced races to rise. We find little morsels of advanced technology all the time, and some of it is right in front of us for all to see. I am talking about all the huge stones which were put into place. Everywhere we look, they are the defying our logic. Some so big we could not move them today with any machine. Then we can't help but notice some stonework was melted together. How the heck was this done? Huge stones were brought up mountains defying logic. Even the stonework in some places seems impossible, as huge stones were fit so precisely together without mortar so tightly, we can't get a razor blade between them. There has to be a piece of this puzzle missing. This is what makes some people say extraterrestrials helped us. There have been reports of ancient libraries containing answers to many of these questions which are missing. Throughout history, tales of these libraries pop up. Could it be some of the ancients had access to an ancient library which was either later destroyed or lost somehow, and could these libraries have contained the answers to some of the ancient mysteries? We will never know unless we find some of them, which would mean even more ancient people were here.